इस अंश को प्रस्तुत किया है मेडीबैंक ओवरसीज विजिटर्स एंड वर्कर्स हेल्थ कवर ने। 03-9862-1273 पर कॉल करें और मेडीबैंक से जुड़ें।
कोरोना की वजह से वक्त वक्त पर लोगों का सामना लॉकडाउन से होता रहा है और ऐसे में अपना ख्याल रखना बेहद जरूरी है। सेटलमेंट गाइड के इस अंश में आज हम आपको बताएंगे कि कैसे इस मुश्किल वक्त में आप तनाव से बचें और अपने आप को स्वस्थ रखें। मेलबर्न और सिडनी में लॉकडाउन के विस्तार के साथ जिम और अन्य प्रशिक्षण सुविधाएं लोगों के लिए बंद हैं, जिसका मतलब ये है कि ये लॉकडाउन आपके शारीरिक स्वास्थ्य ही नहीं बल्कि मानसिक स्वास्थ्य को भी प्रभावित कर सकता है। जब तक कि आपका जीवन सामान्य नहीं हो जाता, स्वास्थ्य विशेषज्ञ आपके अच्छे शारीरिक और मानसिक स्वास्थ्य में मदद करने के लिए कुछ उपाय साझा कर रहे हैं। तमारा कोवनेट एक नैदानिक मनोवैज्ञानिक और ऑस्ट्रेलियन साइकोलॉजिकल सोसाइटी की अध्यक्ष हैं। वो कहती हैं कि इस मुश्किल समय ने ऑस्ट्रेलिया में लगभग हर व्यक्ति को किसी न किसी तरह से प्रभावित किया है, या फिर कोरोना महामारी के चलते वो तनाव में हैं।
When they're in lockdowns, we're hearing lots of issues around fear of the illness themselves, fear of the impact on families, concerns about the health system, its capacity to manage what's happening, and then also the impact on their day-to-day lives, what they're doing, where they're going, all of the restrictions, and then, of course, a lot of online fatigue. And then for those who aren't in lockdown, it's still the uncertainty around what all this means for the future. So a lot of people have had travel plans, career plans interrupted and changed as a result of this. It's had far-reaching effects.
Beyond Blue की स्वयंसेवी वक्ता सेसिल सी डिप्रेशन में रह चुकी हैं, जिसे उन्होंने मनोचिकित्सा के माध्यम से दूर किया। नतीजतन अब वो अपनी भावनाओं के बारे में पहले से ज्यादा जागरूक हैं। वो फिलहाल चिंता के स्थानीय सरकारी क्षेत्रों में से एक पैरामेटा में रह रही हैं। आपको बता दें कि यहाँ कोरोना के मामलों का अधिक संख्या में आना जारी है, इसलिए सख्त प्रतिबंध अभी भी लागू हैं। वो कहती हैं कि वो कई बार बहुत चिंतित हो जाती हैं।
I think it's very important to recognize that we're just humans, right? I feel like sometimes I put this additional pressure on myself to be okay. And that shouldn't be the case. And I have to understand, be aware of what I'm feeling. And especially as I live in one of those LGAs of concern. The lockdown in Sydney has been extended, I think, 3 times now. And so there was at one point that I was getting excited about the lockdown ending, and then it got extended. So there are definitely days when it's a bit more challenging.
वो कहती हैं कि लॉकडाउन के दौरान एक वक्त उन्हें कोविड का इतना डर था कि लगभग 2 हफ्तों तक वो अपने घर से बाहर नहीं निकली।
There was one time actually that I stopped going outside, and I love going outside. I used to go to the park almost every day, and at one point I stopped going outside. I didn't even want to go to the shops. I think it's because of that fear of, you know, people are talking about like all these increases in the COVID cases. I just started getting paranoid, and obviously that wasn't helpful, and I have to at least being brave enough to go to the park. So for me, going to the park was, it was just a release as well.
Dr. Kovnet ka kehna hai ki is samay log social media par navintam jankari khojne और हर समय समाचार देखने के आदि हो सकते हैं, लेकिन कई बार ये सही साबित नहीं होता और इसका आपको नुकसान हो सकता है।
One thing that I really think that people should consider is how their use of the news is, whether it's helpful or unhelpful. So look at whether it's making you more anxious or lowering your mood, and how many hours that you are actually spending checking in on news. The other element is considering the use of social media. So the big thing that I would tell anyone is look at how what you're doing is impacting you. If it's getting too much and getting you down, then consider disconnecting from some of those devices for a little bit of time to give yourself some mental space.
Grant Blush ki Beyond Blue ke liye pramukh naidanik salahkar hain. Unka kehna hai ki logon ke liye mahatvapurn hai ki wo is baat par dhyan dein ki is waqt wo kya niyantrit kar sakte hain.
Focus on what you control. What are the things in your life that you can actually control? Try and keep a bit of routine, exercise, getting enough sleep, looking after your relationships. Make sure that you're booking in regular web chats or phone calls with family or friends. That we wake up in the morning and you go, okay, how good can we make today? I think structure is really important. 11 a.m., I'm going to go for a walk. 12 o'clock, I'm going to ring my mother. So it has a sort of a flow to it rather than just open-ended.
डॉक्टर ब्लाश्की, जो 25 वर्षों से जीपी हैं, कहते हैं कि निवारक स्वास्थ्य जांच भी महत्वपूर्ण है, साथ ही घर से काम करने वालों के लिए निजी जीवन और काम के बीच में दूरी रखना भी जरूरी है।
With work and home boundaries, many people are working from home, which is fine, but the risk is that it can become like you're living at work. So that the work keeps creeping into your life with emails and you never feel like you're off the hook. What I like to do and I recommend is that you create a very explicit boundary about when is work and when is home life.
Dr. Kovnet ka kehna hai ki na keval aapke sharirik swasthya ke liye, balki aapke mansik swasthya mein sudhar ke liye bhi, COVID pratibandhon ke dauran sharirik vyayam bahut zaruri hai.
We do know that exercise has huge implications for mental health, and it's one of those things you'd kind of want to keep going, or if you haven't done before, start up. So look at new ways that you can exercise and participate. Look at how your mind works when it exercises, what makes it feel good, what it enjoys. Going for walks, runs, movement is one of those things that you really want to keep, because it's your connection to the way things work, but it's also the fact that it can be really helpful for maintaining endorphins and just improving overall mental health.
Cassandra Suzuki, Melbourne Vishwavidyalaya mein doctor aur medicine ki professor hain. Wo haal hi mein prakashit hui kitab Secret of Women Healthy Aging ki lekhika bhi hain. Is pustak mein ek anoothe adhyan ke nishkarshon ko prakashit kiya gaya. Is adhyan mein 400 se adhik mahilaon ne hissa liya, जो अपने जीवन के आखिरी पड़ाव की तरफ बढ़ रही हैं या पहुंच चुकी हैं। अध्ययन का केंद्र इन महिलाओं के पिछले 30 साल के स्वास्थ्य पर था। प्रोफेसर का कहना है कि अध्ययन से पता चलता है कि दैनिक व्यायाम से लोगों के जैविक स्वास्थ्य में सुधार हुआ है।
In 30 years of our research, whilst we were expecting the intense exercises, gyms and swimming and these kind of structured exercise to do better, interestingly, over 30 years, we found the people that did the best were people who did activity 7 days a week. And it did not have to necessarily be intense activity. A person who walked every day for 45 minutes to an hour did just as well, as long as they were doing it 7 days a week. So don't stress if you're not getting that intense exercise you used to, but just keep active every day.
Dr. Blaschke batate hain ki khane peene par dhyan dena bhi behad zaruri hai.
In a way, the psychology in our mind says, okay, I am being really restricted. Where can I get some pleasures? So that means it's very easy to overeat, or some people are drinking a lot of alcohol at the moment as well. You know, while we are all a bit stressed, make it easy for yourself to make good decisions. Don't leave unhealthy food sitting around. Just try not to even have them in the house. By the time you're hungry or feeling stressed, it's almost too late.
एक दोस्त के साथ बातचीत हो या किसी फिल्म को देखने के लिए बाहर जाना। सेसिल सी का कहना है कि महामारी ने उन्हें उन चीजों का महत्व समझाया है जिन पर उन्होंने कभी पहले ध्यान तक नहीं दिया। वो कहती हैं कि इस दौरान वो लोग भी उनके करीब आए जो कभी अजनबी हुआ करते थे।
I used to go to the gym regularly, and there were a lot of people in the gym that I never got to talk to. During the lockdown, because everyone is forced to do the online classes, and now you see their faces and their names, I feel like I actually got closer to some people through the lockdown. I found out what they do for jobs. I never used to know all of these things, and you get to know their names, their faces.
वो कहती हैं कि अब वो प्रतिदिन व्यायाम कर रही हैं और महामारी के दौरान उन्होंने एक नया पैशन खोजते हुए पेंटिंग करना भी शुरू किया है।
इस अंश को प्रस्तुत किया है मेडीबैंक ओवरसीज विजिटर्स एंड वर्कर्स हेल्थ कवर ने। 03-9862-1273 पर कॉल करें और मेडीबैंक से जुड़ें। इस अंश को बड़े ही गर्व से आपके लिए लाया है मेडीबैंक ओवरसीज वर्कर्स हेल्थ कवर ने। आवश्यकता के समय हम आपकी मदद के लिए मौजूद हैं और मेडीबैंक पर आप हमसे 160 भाषाओं तक में बात कर सकते हैं। हम यहाँ आपके लिए हैं ताकि आप घर जैसा महसूस कर सकें, चाहे आप उससे कितने भी दूर हों। 03-9862-1273 पर कॉल करें और आज ही मेडीबैंक ओवरसीज वर्कर्स हेल्थ कवर से जुड़ें।